We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I love that segment.
What is the what is the best live sport?
The best live sport? It's hard to go against the NHL.
Like in person?
It's hard to go against hockey.
Because hockey, you'll have a different appreciation.
If you've never been to an NHL
speed,
game, you got to go.
And it doesn't equate as well on television.
It's not as good on television as it is in person. Not even close.
Is it hockey?
I think it is. Oh, horse racing.
Car racing, too.
Yeah.
Much better in person.
Much better in person.
Yeah.
The only sport that's better on TV is the NFL.
I know, that's the weird one. I mean, if you want to have the atmosphere and the crowd, and I get that, whatever, but in terms of just focusing in on your sport, being able to appreciate your sport, yeah, you'd rather do that with 15 angles and a giant TV.
Yeah, I'd rather watch an NFL game on TV, but every other sport I'd rather be in person for, because the NFL and their TV partners do an unbelievable job at televising the games.
If you really want to watch baseball, though, I don't want to be there because I don't. You're not paying. There's too much going on
at the ballpark. Baseball. See, I'd rather be at the ballpark than be at home watching.
The atmosphere
on TV
is great. I'm saying for the sport of it, though, to watch the sport, because you go to a game at a stadium, you're not paying. You're not paying attention.
You're probably
you're not paying.
Not.
You're not fully engaged.
I find myself, more engaged.
That one's a little more difficult. It's a different experience. Like if I want to watch a baseball game and pay attention to a baseball game, it's not in person.
I find myself paying attention more at the game than I do at home. Cause if I'm at home, I'll have it on and then I'm doing other things. Cause baseball's always been
a
great
lot
background.
Baseball.
See, I'd rather be at the
getting
game than
beer,
watch
getting
on
a
TV.
Dog, getting a, you know.
Well, that's because you're eating and drinking at the game. I go with my kale salad and I just sit there and suck it up.
Write your scorebook?
I do not scorebook, no. When was the last time you scored a game?
I don't know. Like a major league game?
Yeah,
it's been a while.
Probably a kid. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a scorebook from when I was scoring spring training Yankee games as a kid, my parents found. Boy, was I a nerd.
We've scored our kids.
Well, that's
games
different.
Before.
Yeah.
My wife likes it because it keeps her engaged.
She's
paying attention to whatever.
And I think that's why people do it at the ballpark to this day.
I used to do it as a kid. I definitely did.
I do.
It helped you learn the game too, and it kept you engaged. But I do think it's hockey. Close second to me is the NBA. Go see the NBA in person.
It's incredible in
person. And you realize how freaky good these guys are.
Oh, and especially on the defensive end, when people say they don't play defense. When I covered the Spurs for 2 years and was able to sit courtside back in the day when they allowed media to have decent seats down there, right? It was unbelievable. I took a new appreciation to the sport.
The myth that they don't play defense.
It's the biggest myth in sports.
Yes.
Myth in sports.
Good.
Yeah. They're so incredibly awesome at performing on the defensive end. It's like they make it look so easy. Carlos Beltran made center field look so easy. NBA players make playing defense look so easy because they are so effing good at what they do. It's just like people who say they don't like the NBA but love college basketball and think college basketball is a better product than the NBA. You haven't been to an NBA game then, because once you go to an NBA game and you watch the way guys work, holy crap, you're going to have a new appreciation for the sport. Same goes for hockey. If you've never been to an NHL game in person, you have got to go to an NHL game in person. Take the trip out to Colorado or up to Minnesota or somewhere to go see an NHL game. Get there and see it in person, and take advantage of what an NHL game has to offer. You will walk away hooked. You will walk away in love with the sport, and you will walk away going, I can't believe I haven't gone to one of these in the past. I mean, it's unbelievable in person.
I noticed you didn't mention going east. That was good.
Well, it's kind of far to go to Columbus.
That was good. That was good by you.
The last time I scored games, though, was in 2004 when I was doing post game for the Royals, because if I didn't, I wouldn't remember what anybody did.
Okay, yeah, all right. Yeah. If you're counting that, I've been to, yeah. I've been to Royals games and done that while working.
Because you can't remember anything anymore.
The last time I've scored games whatever last time is I filled in for Vern.
Yeah.
That's my answer. Yeah, because I did score those.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess, technically the ones I broadcasted, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you have to do when you do those. Yeah. But like just as a fan.
No, that's been a long time. The Royals coming off another nice series. Another great win yesterday. They have now tied B-Dub's weight loss total, which has him sweating over on the other side of the glass today a little bit.
Good. Maybe he'll lose some more weight.
Just finished my egg white sandwich.
B-Dub had lost 47 pounds. He's trying to lose more weight than the Royals. Was out to a nice big lead, and the Royals have caught him, picking up victory number 47 yesterday.
Got a lot of work to do.
They have the best team in baseball coming in this weekend.
It's a big test this weekend.
Oh, I know. The Dodgers not only have the best record, they won 10 in a row heading into this weekend. You want like a meaningful test?
Mm-hmm.
Here's a nice little weekend series that might give you a meaningful test.
This is the first real test for these baby Royals, as we're calling them, this young version of this team. It's fun to beat the Pale Hose, as we know. It's nice to beat the White Sox. Tony La Russa stayed awake for probably half the innings, I think, of this four-game series, right? I can't guarantee that he was awake for yesterday's game. I don't know, especially when the White Sox got down early. Vinny hits that home run, 1-0. Tony's muttering to himself, why am I awake for this?
Sun's
this is
out,
nap
you're
time.
Curled up in
He's
the dugout.
He's warm in the dugout, smelling carrot raisin salad and Ben Gay. It's like, that's a nice combination for Tony.
You nod off to that, too.
Tony!
It's a game on. Watching the TV. Barney Fife.
Now he's Homer.
Maybe it's the beer talking. I'm Hall of Fame manager. What? Excuse me?
Don't you know who I am?
Go out and argue with the ump, Tony. Okay, let me walk out there. Well, he was arguing something yesterday. That was his exercise for the day. Normally, Maul walks during that time. Mm. But since he was at the game, he decided he needed to walk out to the umpire. Take care of business out there. As you say strike, I can't hear you in the dugout. Can you yell that louder? Strike! Is that loud enough, Tony? Can you hear me now? Can you hear it, Tony? In the dugout, you good? Thanks, Gramps. Back to you. So they won. They beat the Pale Hose yesterday. Very nice effort. But this is going to be the biggest test that the baby Royals face. And I'm excited to see what they can do against the Dodgers. And, you know, it's going to be a good crowd out there. The weekend intern Alex doing the attendance figures for us. It's supposed to be over 20,000 every single night, around 30,000 tonight they're expecting out there with the fireworks and the Dodgers in town and this team playing good baseball. It's amazing how much this town wants a winner, Josh. Just give us a little glimmer of hope, and people are going crazy about this baseball team right now. I keep telling people, just put a winner out there in April and May, and you'll have a sold-out venue most of the season because people are going to be excited about it. And so this is the first real test that these guys are going to have. Let's see what happens this weekend. You go and take 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers. All right, let's go.
Yeah, they're good. They continue to be good. Again, they're 1-10 in a row, so they're not, like, coasting.
Right.
This feels like, okay, if you want a legitimate, like, barometer, this is a good one.
Yeah.
I'll give you this one. I'll give you this weekend set as a barometer.
This is a barometer. Right. This is a test weekend. This is a very big weekend for the baby Royals to see what they can do against the best in baseball.
Did you catch any of the – did you watch the Field of Dreams game at all last night?
I saw a couple innings of it. Yeah, I did. We had back-to-school night where a lot of the Karen parents were complaining about no backpacks this year because they don't want the kids to be round-shouldered for the rest of their lives. Other than that, I got home a little bit late, turned on the game, and then I saw something that I was like, how am I supposed to react to this? And it was – Harry Carey?
The seventh inning stretch sung by a hologram Harry Carey. So.
All right! Let me hear you. Good and loud.
Tony La Russa is sleeping now.
I don't care if I ever get back home. It's room, no room for me. If they don't win, it's a shame.
I will say they made him appropriately drunk.
Yep, they did.
So that part
yep.
was
yep.
that part was solid.
Hi, I'm another Budweiser, Gussie Bush.
Hey, if I was a scientist, you know what I would clone? Hot dogs.
Really?
Think of all the possibilities, Norm. Imagine a world of... Hey, what's going on? Imagine, hold on, imagine a world with endless supply of hot dogs. You could have a hot dog anytime you wanted.
I think they probably could have saved a lot of money on the technology they had to put into that, like yeah. CGI Harry, and just got Will Ferrell to do it, I would think. I don't know. It was creepy.
Hi, everybody. Harry Carey here.
It was creepy. I called it the Showbiz Pizza. The Showbiz Pizza,
oh, Billy Bob,
Harry Carey. It was creepy and weird, and at least he was, you know,
what did you
half
think?
In the bag.
I mean, I kind of looked at him like, is this like, why couldn't they just like intern Alex said this morning, should show an old video of Harry Carey? Well, of course, there's no video monitors at that stadium. Like, he could have done that. Maybe. I don't know. Do the people in the crowd see that hologram? Or is that on TV only?
Because I just saw
A-Rod was singing and swaying too, which was even creepier.
Well, yeah, because they had to do their selfie moment.
Yeah, that was weird. I'd rather see like a fake Harry Carey drunk than A-Rod singing.
Yeah, it was weird. And we had the heads up because remember we discussed on the show late yesterday. Somebody had tweeted out that like sneak peek they're working on a Harry Carey.
Yeah.
Hologram, and it's weird.
And it's weird,
and
yeah.
And it was.
And it was weird. Yeah, the weird thing about it was La Russa actually thought Harry Carey was there.
Yeah, I see Harry Carey tonight.
Hi, everybody. Harry Carey here.
Oh, Hall of Fame manager in a cornfield. There's Harry Carey. I have another one.
We were wondering about the buzz leading up to it, and there wasn't a lot, but I will say from the part I watched, which is I watched more than I watched the NFL last night, which is kind of surprising, but... I thought Fox treated it like a big game.
They did. Yeah, the parts that I saw,
it wasn't just a game that was there. They discussed Field of Dreams a lot. They were obviously all wearing kind of old-timey stuff, mm-hmm. which was cool.
Do you think they have to buy that stuff, or does Fox have wardrobe for that?
I don't know. I would think Fox would have wardrobe for that. So they brought out their, you know, their pregame. They're pregame guys, and mm-hmm. you know, A-Rod and all those.
Yeah.
They treated it like a big game, so that was cool.
They did. They did that last year too, though, and it should be treated like a big game.
The only thing I didn't like was they didn't have contrasting uniforms.
What do you mean?
Well, why didn't they have the Cubs in blue?
Maybe they didn't have
the
that
Reds
color
were
back
like
then.
The jerseys were too close together.
I see what you're saying.
Wasn't contrasting enough. Other than that, I thought it was a really good presentation, and it was cool.
They do a good job.
And
it was game. Yeah.
It was ultimately, I thought it was fine having another game there.
Yeah.
I thought it looked great. It looked great.
Yeah, fans were excited. The crowd was great.
Yeah.
I mean, and it was a
only thing that was weird
game.
Was hologram Harry.
Harry, yeah, that was the weird part. Yeah.
Very scary.
Yeah.
Thanks, Eric Stone Street. I guess a Kansas City legend.
Well, you got to take credit, even though if it's not yours,
yeah,
you take credit.
You
for
go
it.
For it.
Yeah,
a Kansas yeah. City legend, though, is returning next.
Fesco in the Morning, where Kling has no time for your BS.
How many meetings do you have to go to as the athletic director at Nebraska before you land on the one that deals with helium quantities on campus?
Brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967 on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We've all got to take a little ownership of stuff or take credit, even if it's maybe not yours. But
yeah.
Every once in a while, I mean, I still believe I helped bring pizza to Quick Trip.
I invented the selfie.
Right. You invented the selfie.
That's right.
I brought pizza to Quick Trip. We all have ours. That's fine.
Brought back the Mexican pizza.
You definitely helped bring back the Mexican pizza.
And I'll tell you what, I'm going to take credit when you finally get shoes from the Chiefs.
Hmm.
Damn straight.
It's not going to happen, so I'll never be able to take credit for that. Mm. Hey, Josh needs shoes. Anybody listening at Arrowhead? Wants shoes, and he should have shoes.
I'm way past that. I'm good.
He's got to be on that bad grass in Chicago this weekend. He needs shoes.
Comfortable shoes.
Need those Jordan 1 Lows.
So, way to go, Eric Stonestreet. Like, own it. Tweets out yesterday, Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes gets you burgers, I get you roller coasters. This is awesome. Worlds of fun. B-Dub, part of your childhood is back.
Yes, it is.
You saw this, right?
Absolutely. I was really excited about this yesterday when I saw it. And when they were doing their little cryptic tweets over the last couple weeks, I was like, are they bringing back the Orient Express? What are they bringing back? But when I saw this yesterday, I was like, oh, I'm in. I haven't rode a roller coaster in years, but I jumped back on this.
Worlds of Fun's bringing back the Zambezi Zinger.
That's right. Everybody's favorite roller coaster.
2023 at Worlds of Fun. The first full Titan track from GCI. Quote, this beloved coaster is reimagined for 2023 as a thrilling new ride that delves into the heart of the African Serengeti. Embrace memories of the original Zinger. Revel in the new experiences.
So it's a different roller coaster just with the name.
Yeah, it's a newer version of the Zambezi Zinger.
Can they bring back the Great Space Coaster, too?
But when you discuss stuff you want back in Kansas City, that
always
comes up.
Makes the list.
That
always.
Has always come up.
Like, we've done this topic, and we're going to continue to roll it out because it's a fun topic still. What do you want back from the past? And Zambezi Zinger would always be number one.
So Eric Stonestreet found a tweet from 2018 from Worlds of Fun.
Mm-hmm.
Tweeted him, if you can find some downtime during, can you come? And he responded back, only if you bring back the Zambezi Zinger in 2018.
And here it is, 2022, years. We had the pandemic for 2 years, so I'll give Stonestreet, he probably would have been here a little sooner.
Good job by him, though, to like, I think I tweeted about this once. Yeah. And go back and look and find
Let me go find my tweet.
4 years ago.
Right.
To say, hey, I'm going to take a little credit for this.
Well,
we didn't do that victory lap. That's good.
You got to take credit
for it. Nice job.
It's like the I called it guy. It's like Caller Dave. Eric Stonestreet is a real live Caller Dave right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I called that. Well, he has the receipts to prove that he did call it. Most of us that say I called that, we have no receipts for that. We're saying it to ourselves in our head. Nobody put it out there. Stonestreet put it out there. He owns this one, right? He gets the credit for this.
Yeah.
We'll give him some credit.
Good job.
Becomes number one on the list of what we want back in Kansas City?
I don't know. 913-586-7610. What's next?
Yeah.
What needs to come back to Kansas City?
Is it Mission Mall? Is it Little Caesars? Is it the Whitehaven Motor Lodge?
I would like more Little Caesars, yes.
The Little Caesars needs to come back, especially now that they have that thin crust ultimate pepperoni pizza that I can't get except like on 135th Street or out in Independence. Mm-hmm. And by the time you go there, the crazy bread is spoiled because it cools off too fast. And then you can't eat it at home when you're that far away. We need a Little Caesars on every corner.
Even though I don't want it, I want it. I've always wanted the White Castle to be back.
Why? Yes. When?
Because I want to have that terrible feeling in my gut.
You just want the ability to have it here?
Yeah. I mean, I won't go there every day, but, you know, you just there's something about it's there in case you need to feel terrible about yourself.
Right.
In case you need that instant regret.
And there it is from the text line. Yeah. Bring back White Castle to KC.
I think it has to happen.
Is that the number one thing, though, now that we want back? You can't say good baseball because we have good baseball right now. That used to be up there as well. Oh, the Royals would be good again. They're a good baseball team right now.
Yeah. Right now. Right now.
We got a good football team right now. Maybe you want Sporting to be good again. I don't know.
Mm. That'd be nice.
Can we get Godfather's Buffet back?
No. Oh. So what? No, seriously, though. What becomes number one on the list?
You didn't see the look on his face.
He's serious about that. Yeah.
You need a good Godfather's Buffet.
Yeah. I think there has to be something now that is the runaway number one here on 610 Sports Radio for what we want back. And it's not Spectre on the air or anything like that. Nobody wants the BM back on the air. The Jay's Southland Tow Service text line is open for you at 913-586-7610. Now that the Zambezi Zinger is back, what is the number one thing we want back in Kansas City?
Somebody says Kmart.
That's nowhere anymore.
I do miss Kmart. And everyone's you need a Kmart.
Yeah. What do birds say when they fly over Kmart?
Yes, the Sears Automotive. You really?
Yeah, Sears Automotive was good. Automotive. Yeah.
I do.
What do they say?
What do birds say when they fly over Kmart? Cheap, 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 cheap.
Turn the blue light off? I don't know.
Blue light special? Ooh, yes. Somebody said bring back Zips. Yes. Independence Avenue, those seasoned fries, the Champ Burgers. Then it rolled right into Checkers and Rallies. Man, I could talk all day.
Yeah, you really could.
I got work to do, people. Quit texting that in.
Can you hear the smile on his face?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Gojo's is a good one. Yeah. I do like that.
Someone says an NBA team. Someone else says an NHL team. It's true. Yeah. Good things you want to bring back. Yeah.
Yeah. All good things to bring back here in Kansas City. Also, we did get one from the text line that was pretty good for me. Oh, you mentioned the NHL. Dylan's. Get another grocery store. I'd like to have that. I'd be good with Dylan's coming back into the area. We have to go to Lawrence for that all the time.
Houston's?
Oh, Houston's was my favorite. That was the perfect place. It was like classy, but not really expensive, you know?
It gave you the feel that you were classy.
Yeah. Without it did. Without having
that
like
fit in.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
The Hawaiian ribeye.
Bring back Shouted at the Hawaiian ribeye.
Shouted out, of course. I'm sorry. I didn't even see that one coming.
You didn't even see that one coming. No. That's up to the BM.
That's up to the BM.
Yeah. Yes. Talk to the BM about that. Sandstone, they'd like to have back.
In case you missed that, Sphincter, who killed Shouted Out, now is a new title, we're told.
Yep. Brand manager.
Our boss is a brand manager now, which is BM.
Getting texts from buddies of mine. One wants Chubby's back. I agree. Yeah, Bring back Chubby's. Bring back Music Land at the mall.
Let's get the Lombardi back.
Oh, that's a good one.
Nice job. I do like that. Nice job. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, the Shout It Out's got to come back. I think people are making a push for that, right? Mm. There's been a lot of, again,
people
complain to the BM, not us.
Yeah, the BM. That's all the BM.
McCoy's in Westport was great. I miss that place, too.
913-586-7610.
Holly Starr from 38 The Spot.
The Watson's Girl. I mean, come on.
Chiefs touchdown song.
I know. Bring back the Chinese place Kling should have boasted about more. True, yeah. Yes. Walk and Roll is what it was called. Walk and Roll. Yeah, you're right.
Skies, that's a good one.
I miss Walk and Roll.
Skies is where we broadcast from the day of the parade when we saw that police chase going on. Shout It Out. They want that back.
All right.
We're trying. Email the BM.
Yeah.
Steven.Sphincter@Odyssey.com.
Steven.SphincterBM at Odyssey.com. It's got a new address now.
Yes.
With the expanded title to
Chi-Chi's. Somebody was bringing up Chi-Chi's the other day on Twitter. Remember Chi-Chi's?
Uh-huh, I do.
How many people celebrated their birthday at Chi-Chi's?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody raises their hand, right?
Yeah.
Where else are you going to get fried ice cream?
Yeah. And to put on the big hat.
Yeah, it was great. Chi-Chi's was outstanding.
Yeah.
Annie Santa Fe.
Yeah.
In the Bannister Mall. Late night spot for Derek Thomas, Marty Schottenheimer, Neil Jones.
Bannister Mall, maybe one too.
Jones.
Neil Smith. Neil Smith. Not Barnani, my bad.
What the hell are they hanging out with Neil Jones for? Derek Thomas, Marty Schottenheimer, and Neil Jones?
My bad.
They weren't. He was just there with the camera.
He was there with the camera. Hi, I'm Neil Jones, live at Annie Santa Fe.
Good day or bad day, Kansas City? Are you having the flautas?
Aladdin's Castle? Good arcade, yeah.
Neil Jones was famous for doing stand-ups at bars in River Falls while guys were in there, you know, blowing off some steam. Like, the Chiefs were so mad at him all the time. I'm outside of Bozenmine, and right in there is where all the Chiefs players are hanging out. What are you doing that for?
Live at the Copper Kettle.
They did that on Major League, and it didn't work.
No, it did not go well.
It did not go well at all.
No.
Dorn got in trouble.
Yeah, Dorn got in big trouble.
Ponderosa.
Ooh. The wings at Ponderosa.
Yeah. No, I'm out on Ponderosa.
What?
It was right next to the Dollar Movie Theater in Grandview. It had the nice Ponderosa. Mm. You fill up a bag full of wings and
how about the Blue Ridge Mall and the Applebee's? For a while there, that was the only thing that was left in the Blue Ridge.
For some people, Bob, the Ponderosa, like, we are to Ponderosa as you are to Houston's.
Yes.
You felt like you were
classy.
You're classy without the classy price.
I'm not going to Golden Corral. I'm going to Ponderosa. I could get a steak.
That's darn straight.
Where's the Western Sizzler at?
A new segment called Let It Out would be great. Email the BM.
We could just do that. We could just change the name.
We could do that.
Hmm.
Bring it back and pretend like it's a different thing, but it's changed the name.
Let It Out.
See, winning baseball's come in now twice. We have winning baseball right now. The team's above 500.
All season winning baseball.
Oh, all season. Yeah. Yes. Starting next year has to be.
In contention baseball. Please. In contention baseball would be great.
Meaningful baseball this time of year.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Nobody wants to bring back Soria?
No.
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 That second run was enough.
No.
Haley?
No.
Oh, absolutely not.
No Justin Houston either.
No. No D Ford.
Not bringing back any.
I like this one. Bring back John Klinger and Rob Fesco.
I think all those got erased too.
Bring back Brett Veachtown. Yeah, I don't Castle starting. I don't think we have that song anymore either. I got to pen some new songs this year.
The Castle song's way gone.
Yeah.
Way gone.
Furs. We saw La Russa at Furs the other day. He went there for his pregame meal.
Was there 2:30 sharp, the blue light special.
Yeah.
Our listeners are awesome because they recall stuff that, like, you got that. So I said the commercial free half hour.
Well, essentially, this is the commercial free half hour. We just have to call it that now.
They remember that.
I know.
That's
good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good job by you. TCBY, I always loved TCBY too.
Yeah, that was the place where you went and it was fat free, but everybody gained weight.
Yeah. Was that why they went belly up?
Yeah.
they weren't on the up and up with their ingredients.
Well, they were fat free, but it was you were still eating calories and all that stuff.
I see how that works.
Do you remember? Seinfeld gained like 10 pounds. They had it tested and Giuliani's blood had this stuff in it, and Dinkins ended up winning. Mr. Gaddy's. That was great in college. We used to go. All right, I'm out. I'm going to go home now. Somebody wants Jim Bob Cooter back.
Cooter.
Still have that one.
That made the cut. It didn't get wolfed.
Yeah, it didn't get wolfed.
I mean, the list just keeps on
TJ Cinnamon's. Oh, the smell of those when you walked into the mall. Get those rolls at Ward Parkway. Yeah. No Hypermart on here.
No, not yet. Bring back Strugglesworth. Your nickname, Strugglesworth?
Again, thank you, guys. I've been with us for a long, long time. That can recall those things from this time slot. That's awesome. Great job.
Okay, Sean LaChapelle is not coming back.
No. No.
Neither is the Brigade.
No.
What about Strugglesworth? Can you guys?
Do we still have the audio?
I don't think we had. No, that was gone before Wolf got
That's
to it.
That's terrible.
But I do have.
Struggling.
Yeah. So.
Break it down.
All right. Who was the pitching coach's name?
It was Bob McClure.
Bob McClure.
Yeah.
Bob McClure was on the radio.
On this station.
On this station.
On this very station.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it was the, the voice of cornhole.
That's right. Jeff
on
McCarriger.
ESPN. Jeff
McCarriger.
If you watch cornhole on ESPN, 6'10" alum Jeff McCarriger is the play-by-play voice of cornhole.
Mm-hmm.
Does a fantastic job. So at the end of every interview, he would try to ask some questions to said guest, and often he would check Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm.
We found out later. He would just go to Wikipedia, which is often wrong, but at the time, early on in Wikipedia, we all believed it was true.
Right.
So Bob McClure was on the air, Royals pitching coach at the time, and he asked him, "How did you get the nickname Strugglesworth?" And he says, "I don't know what you're talking about."
Excuse me?
Says here, your nickname was Strugglesworth. And he's like, "I have no idea what you're talking about.
Never heard of that." And then the next question was like, "I hear you like to take African safaris."
He's like, "I don't know where
where are you getting this?
I don't know where you get your information from."
I was like,
and it was hilarious. And it was a piece of audio we kept forever because it was just fun. An example of better make sure your sources are right when you're asking somebody something. And it was a complete false Wikipedia page about how Royals pitching coach Bob McClure had a Wikipedia page. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it said his nickname was Strugglesworth and he liked African safaris. Both of which were totally false. And it went out live and it was fantastic.
I wish we still had that audio. I can't believe we don't. And I've looked for that. I mean, I've contacted people over the years who may have had that audio and they don't.
Yeah.
And the same people then contact me. Do you still have that Strugglesworth audio? Our old boss called me. He goes, I want to play this for the people that I work with now to let them know how not to do something. You know?
Yeah.
So your nickname, Strugglesworth? Even if that was, I'm not asking that question. That can't be right.
How'd you get your nickname?
Strugglesworth. Oh, people want our playoff rallies back. Those were fun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Nunez Roaches with John Dorsey. That was a good one as well.
That soundbite's long gone too.
Yeah. That was long before Wolf too.
But if any of you have it, I mean, who knows?
Yeah, if any of you guys
listeners
have it, yeah.
Maybe our listeners have the Strugglesworth audio. You were taping you're rolling your cassette next to your radio and recording that. That'd be fantastic.
I'm dying now with the Strugglesworth thing. How did you get the nickname Strugglesworth? Excuse me? It says your nickname is Strugglesworth? I've never heard that.
Struggling.
So good.
Oh, my God.
I just remember cringing.
How could you not? I cringed listening to it, and it wasn't like it was years old.
I just remember I was in the other room. And,
yeah, you were over here.
Darn near peed myself.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. I was in a room by myself just cackling.
Look it.
Somebody wants to bring back Susie from sales.
She opted out.
Is she texting in? You guys saw Vogelbach the other day, right now plays for the Mets, and he used his walk-up song was Milkshake
mm-hmm.
the other day. Vogelbach a little bit bigger than the normal average baseball player is right now. And people love that guy, don't they? Right?
Yes.
Heck yeah, I love that guy.
People love Vogelbach, right?
Yeah.
And now that he's playing for the Mets and he's walking up to Milkshake, which is priceless.
I love he's leaning in the bit.
He has, and he's in pinstripes, and he's huffing and puffing around the bases. I had this idea, and I'm sure people, you know, the baseball hardo will freak out and not like this idea, but I like this idea. I think baseball needs less athletes and more fatties playing the game. As guys got stronger, Josh, and faster, baseball became less popular.
Baseball, you need to go back to regular-looking dudes.
Baseball lost the everyman sport, from Babe Ruth to Bartolo Colon to John Kruk, Cecil Fielder, insert favorite fat guy here. We could all identify with baseball players back in the day. They drank, they smoked, and they were fat. And then they went up and they swung a bat, they hit a ball, they ran around the bases, and they went back to the dugout, sat down, lit a cigarette, and called it a day. The athlete, in my opinion, and I'm being serious about this, has kind of ruined baseball. You never saw Babe Ruth with an oblique injury before. Mondy had more oblique injuries this year.
Oh, he didn't have obliques.
Than Babe Ruth had in his career.
He had no obliques.
You never saw John Kruk with an oblique injury. Bartolo, like, now that we have fine-tuned the body of a baseball player, I think it's actually worse for the baseball player because we're discovering injuries that never existed before. Bring back the beer, the smokes, the fatty foods. Baseball will be a hit again. Gone are the days of guys just sitting around, overweight, swinging a bat.
Make it more relatable.
Get
it closer to beer league softball.
Do you think the game is better now that guys are in the best shape of their lives and the best shape they've ever been in? I don't. I don't think so at all. I mean, Mickey Mantle, let's talk about him for a second. He could have been the best baseball player of all time had he not been under the stands in the third inning.
Just Google Mickey Mantle letter if you'd want to.
Yeah, if you want to know what we're doing.
Wow.
Yeah, unbelievable story about Mickey Mantle. But those were the glory days of baseball. Guys would drink beer. Guys would smoke cigarettes. Guys would be overweight, eat French fries, and go out there and rip homers. Now we're discussing launch angles and what balls would have been out of what ballpark every time there's a fly ball hit to the outfield. Give me the glory days, man. Give me more Vogelbox. People love rooting for that guy.
He makes it fun, yeah.
He makes it fun to watch because we all look at that guy and go, well, if he can do it, that's why we all wanted to play baseball because all of us growing up, there was some fat ass on every team. Pete Vukovic. I mean, like Teddy Huguera, Fernando Valenzuela, all these guys. We're like, I can do that. Guy's overweight. May eat a few extra fries with his meal and dip them in the ranch. Leave me alone. I'm starving. And you could relate to that guy. Kirby Puckett was an all-time fatty. He was great at baseball. Now these guys are lean and they're hurting obliques and they're out for 6 to 8 months. Look at a hangnail. Give me the fat guy back. Baseball was better.
The most accurate quarterback in the NFL is dirting it already. Next. Mm-hmm.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
Somebody aptly points out on the text line.
Daniel Vogelbach. Vogelbach.
Somebody does point out Alejandro Kirk's male peak performance. Man was an all-star this year.
Mm-hmm.
Alejandro Kirk became a show favorite because he's short and fat.
Yeah.
And now he's an all-star.
Like short arms, too. When it's great.
Like at Babe Ruth arms.
He's an any man. He's an any man. I like that.
Yeah.
Can definitely run the bases.
Yes.
From the 816, hitting for power and not contact and bad TV deals are why baseball's on the decline. Athletes make baseball more exciting.
I don't disagree with the bad TV deals.
No, the bad TV deals, they suck, it's, yes.
It's been largely chronicled on the show.
Again, Amazon is willing to pay more money for a Black Friday game for the NFL than the Royals make all season for 162 games. It's unbelievable.
It's good to be the NFL.
It really is.
Chiefs and Bears coming up on Saturday, 12 noon, the kickoff on 106.5 The Wolf. I'll join Mitch Holtis and Danon Hughes on the call. A little preseason length pregame, 11 o'clock tomorrow on 106.
When are you going to practice a full pregame?
That's right. I don't know.
What do you think? You're Patrick Mahomes going for one play and call the game?
You know how there's that ramp up period in training camp?
Yeah.
Where, you know, you go from shells to then pads. Mm-hmm. We'll go full pads in like September 11th.
So are you going to ever have a full pregame show on the preseason?
I don't think so. No, I think preseason is always shorter.
All right.
So this is like 10-10-10 tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's 10-10-10 practice.
We're just going to get you a little taste, get you the game.
Let's do it. Yeah. At what point will you sit down on the bench and go, I got nothing else to add to this one, sir?
I don't even know who these guys are. Back to you. No.
At what point will you send the picture of the turf? Is it going to be 7:05?
Yeah. No, it's a noon game. It's a noon game.
Yeah.
He's like 7:10 a.m.
He's talking about he's going to be there early.
We usually go and can walk around right away. So, to get that turf.
And if it's not bad, dig it up with your shoe and go, look at this turf.
Get tased before the game even starts.
Yeah, they don't care.
Andy Reid says the quarterbacks, they're going to all play.
As far as the game goes.
Why is he yelling?
We'll go quarters for the quarterback. So we got four quarterbacks. Each one will get a quarter. And then their group will kind of follow along with that. Try to get the young guys the majority of the reps as we go and make sure they get enough work.
So standard preseason for Andy Reid.
Mm-hmm.
Says all the quarterbacks will go a quarter. Well, Patrick Mahomes won't. I mean, unless they get like unless they get like one possession in the first quarter,
right?
You know, we've seen it before. He'll say, yeah, they're all getting a quarter, and then he pulls Mahomes when appropriately he needs to be pulled, right? Mm-hmm. Patrick Mahomes though says he likes to play because he wants to get hit once.
That's right,
and that's it. Like then you feel like
then
it's
he's
real.
Good.
Like I just need to get hit once. I prefer he doesn't get hit at all, but you know.
Well, if he does, we're blaming Orlando Brown,
right? Protect the guy.
Even if it comes from the right side.
I don't need a minute.
Why didn't Orlando Brown peel off and get that guy?
You can listen to the hits in front of you. You don't need to take one.
No.
You don't need to absorb one to make it real.
Are they, and I'm dead serious on this question, are they playing with those domes on their helmets in these preseason games?
No.
They're not. Uh-uh. Okay. Uh-uh. I didn't know if they were for the preseason game, too. I swear I heard that they were using them in the preseason games for the first two.
I thought I'd heard that, too, but we've watched other games. They're not wearing them.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I do remember hearing that story. Like
they're going to wear them in the first two preseason games.
Yeah. No. Maybe it's the first few weeks. I don't know.
Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah. Yeah. Because no, they're not wearing them there. You got to get the logos out there. Come on.
Yeah. that's a fair point.
It's a marketing opportunity here.
Yeah. That's a good point.
I think it's going to go.
Someday there'll be a sponsor on the side of that helmet. Yeehaw.
Maybe. How many times have you watched a Tua's latest pass?
A lot. Way too much. And if Hugh wasn't down in Miami, I would not care what the latest pass was.
I mean,
Tua.
Again, you shouldn't be breaking down every single throw of a training camp. I get it. But this one from Tua is funny.
Tua to Dirt. Dirt will be the leading receiver this year for the Dolphins.
You see the ball go up in the air. It's got a decent spiral. But it doesn't really go anywhere. It kind of dies.
It's like a dead duck.
And then it just bounces. And it's 3 yards away from the receiver who catches it on a one bounce.
Quack.
Has
quack.
To reach back to catch it on one bounce.
It was terrible. Like it wasn't even in the vicinity of anybody except Dirt.
It's great.
Tua drops back the pass, looks left, looks right, fires left side, complete to Dirt. Second and 10.
It's there on a bounce pass to
can't bounce. It's not basketball.
You can't bounce past that?
No. Nope.
Look like a textbook bounce pass. Like if he was trying to do it, you're like, that's cool. Try to one-hop this to the receiver who's cutting outside.
Uh-huh.
Got it.
Let's go. Yeah. That was the most accurate passer in the NFL,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Throwing to Dirt. I've never seen Patrick Mahomes complete a pass to Dirt before.
Unfortunately, it wasn't a 10.
No, that would have been even better had he been the intended receiver. Yeah. Well, you don't really know who the intended receiver was because it wasn't near anybody.
It could have been to him. That's true.
You don't know. You just don't know.
He underthrew Tyreek so bad that it ended up being a one-hopper to
somebody else, to the lineman, I think. He got it back to the line of scrimmage. Yeah. But this is the problem, though, Josh, and I hate saying this because, again, we're not supposed to be talking about Heal, but this is what he's created down there. This is what you're seeing. Like, teams talk about it all the time, about the eliminate the distractions and whatnot. Tyreek Hill created the biggest distraction he possibly could have by going down to Miami and putting his quarterback under the spotlight. Because now every pass that he throws, whether it be in camp, in a preseason game, in the regular season, not the postseason, but every pass that this guy throws is going to be examined and amplified and talked about. And that's all the media and the fans and everybody are going to focus on down there now because he said he's the most accurate passer and the dude's completing passes to Dirt. And this was put out by the Dolphins, it seems like.
Well, I see the one I saw was from NYJ Brick.
I'm trying to look at that little logo in the bottom of the screen. Gotcha. Oh, maybe that's an ABC Miami logo.
No, that's just a TV. It's just a TV.
Like, it was like the guy's running down the field and the pass falls. Like it was just like the worst thrown ball you could possibly have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll hit a retweet on that one for everybody.
You have to retweet as well the mock-up that shows. I don't know if it's Tebow that's mocked with it. But have you seen this one here?
No.
It's got a Bronco.
Yeah, that's Tebow.
Throwing left-handed. It's got to be Tebow, right?
Absolutely.
You can barely see it. It's like silhouetted with it, and it may be the worst throw you've ever seen in a camp. It goes like 7 yards. No contact, just ball slips out of the hand.
Right.
Pretty gross. Our countdown continues towards Tua football and everyone's football.
That is correct. 28 days, Kling. Until football, and Tua gets to throw those accurate passes to dirt in a game, and we'll see a heel blow up. Maybe, what are we saying? Over under 4 or 5 weeks?
Week four is the over under. Okay. I'm going to take the under.
You're going to take the under?
Yeah.
What about you, Kling? Over under on the heel blow up?
Well, I think I said five.
Yeah, well, that's when they play.
That's
like,
what I said.
Is it the Jets or Buffalo or somebody that week?
Jets, yeah. So I'm still sticking with five, so.
All right, first preseason game this tomorrow, under the lights, noon kickoff.
Well, Danny Reid did say when the lights go on.
When the lights go on.
It's a noon game, Coach.
It's going to be a great game. Our own Josh Klingler going to be right there on the sidelines with the Chiefs Radio Network. My question for you this hour, we've heard it in the press conferences. We've heard it in cliches. Mm-hmm. What are you two looking for in this first preseason game tomorrow?
Number one is no injuries. Number two, Isaiah Pacheco. That's the guy I think is the most intriguing player in camp. We just don't know what we're going to get out of him. A seventh-round running back that has everybody giddy in St. Joe. So I'm excited to see what he can do. That half practice Josh and I saw, look like he could be the Heisman Trophy winner. Mm. He got the opportunity and didn't go to Rutgers. But he's a guy who fell through the cracks, man. And if he turns out to be a legit player for this team, more credit to Brett Veach than they're getting right now. Because you find a guy in the seventh round that you can rely on to be a big part of this offense, goes to show you don't need to draft that first round running back anymore. Somebody did text in earlier in the show and said they saw a mock draft that has the Chiefs taking a running back in the first round from Texas. Number one, I wouldn't take a Texas anything. And number two, I wouldn't take a running back in the first round.
You wouldn't take like a Texas linebacker?
Well, a Derek Johnson. But since then, there haven't been any good players.
A Jamal?
He wasn't a first round pick.
Oh. Well, it was a Texas running back, though. I mean,
yeah. All right.
I think for me, it's
recently,
it's George Karloftis. I want to see him bull rush somebody else. Like, if they're, we joke and roll our eyes, like, it's time to hit somebody else. No, I want to see him hit somebody else. I'd like to see what that looks like. So, to me, it's George Karloftis.
Okay. And then you saw him beat up Rod Johnson.
And then if Mahomes is going to play, I just assume he gets a quick strike to Juju, and we can all go, okay, cool.
Yeah.
That's enough. Bye-bye.
Yeah. So, finds Juju quick. And you see that their chemistry's on, and we go about our day. Yeah.
How about a 75-yard touchdown pass to Mecole Hardman so everybody can stop saying there's no deep threat
anymore? That would be
anymore.
Fun, too. That'd be fun,
I could see that happening.
Just first play, just
launch it.
Yeah.
Air it out. First and 10 from the 25. Hardman lined up left side.
Yeah.
Mahomes in the shotgun.
Sends him in motion. Yep.
Snap by one of the Austins. Yep. Looks left, looks right. There's Hardman down the sideline. Complete. At the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. Who needs Tyreek Hill? Touchdown, Kansas City. Drowning in the sweet nectar of the end zone is Mecole Hardman. And there you have it.
Right.
Done. That's all we need.
The jet is unleashed.
That's all we
need.
That'd
be cool, too, yeah.
That's all we need.
All right.
If they do that tomorrow, Josh, you know what that is? That's two middle fingers right there.
Yeah.
If they go deep on the first play to Mecole Hardman
Let's
and it's complete
this.
For a touchdown, everybody going to be walking around with the double birds going like this.
Yeah.
Hey, look at us now.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I hope that happens.
That'd be awesome.
I'd rather see that than anything, really. And then Josh running down the sidelines to catch up with the play.
With fingers in the air?
Yeah.
Mahomes has got to knock this from his mind right now. We'll get to it next.
Wants to do it for you. If you've got a wedding coming up and you're getting married, you got to spend money to look good, right? Well, go to see my man, Dan the Tailor Man, because the amount of money you're going to spend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. visit pitchhitrun.com today.